Parsha Korach starts with the words Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kah ben Levi. So the Mepharshim will deal with why it's Miyaches Korach all the way back to Levi, and then it says Vidatan Vaviram ben Eliav on ben Peleb ben Eruvain, and then the word Vayikach, as the Malbim so succinctly asks, Vayikach Korach Malakach, what did he take? He took something, right? The Parsha says he took. So what did he take? Let's strengthen the question from the rather well-worn Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says that you should only be part of a machloket l'shem shemayim, not one that's an l'shem shemayim. A machloket that's l'shem shemayim is sofa l'itkayim. A machloket that's not l'shem shemayim is ain sofa l'itkayim. So then the Mishnah says, which is an example of a machloket l'shem shemayim? That's a machloket hillel and shamayim. And which is a machloket that's not l'shem shemayim, machloket korach v'adato. And it says the Malbim, v'yaroin l'mor, zeh machloket korach o'moshe. In other words, Hillel and Shammai in some ways were adversaries. So it says, machloket Hillel and Shammai, that's the two sides. Hillel one side, Shammai the other side. But now when you get korach v'adato, at least without the Malbim's upcoming explanation, foreshadowing, but even without the Malbim's upcoming explanation, it seems that we have Korach v'Adato on one side, and it should be Moshe and Aaron on the other side. Why is it saying? Why is it written as Korach v'Adato? I wrote the words, I'm going to look at Korach and Moshe, just like it wrote Hillel and Shammai. So he said, that's the Yisod that you need to understand, and with that in mind, we'll be able to understand what's the Vayikach. He said, when you have a machloket with that's l'shem shamayim, like machloket Hillel and Shammai, what are they all trying to get to? They're trying to get to the truth. They're trying to get to the amel lamito. What is the right path in the Torah? What does the Torah want us to do? What is the Torah telling? You know, what's the right way that halacha should paskin? That's what they're trying to figure out. However, so therefore, they're actually all on one side. Hillel and Shammai are all on the same team. They're on the team Torah, okay? Team HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, when you get to the machloket she'ein l'shem shemayim, what's everyone after? Kavod, avat atzmo. So therefore, you might have people banding together, and they may seem like they're on the same side of an argument, but really they're not. In other words, Korach va'adato weren't unified. They were unified only for the sake of their argument. They were joining Korach only in order to fight Moshe. But really, there was a machloket, Korach va'adato. Korach was in disagreement with his Eidah, because each one was only looking l'toel et atzmo, and in fact, if they took a moment to analyze it, their claims were all internally contradictory. What did Korach want? Kohen Gadol. What did Datan Vavira, Manon Ben Pelet all want? They also wanted the Kahuna. They come from Shevet Ruvain. So they're saying, Shevet Ruvain, we were, okay, you took it away from the Bechor, as in every family is not a Bechor, now we're going to give it to one Shevet. But which Shevet should have gotten it? That should have still stuck with the Bechor. The oldest, Reuven, should have gotten it. So we should be the Kohanim. We should be the Kohen Gadol. So there's a machloket datam avriram on Menelem. That was Inyan Acher. They were talking about not la Bechor and Reuven. Why did you take it from Reuven? And Korach, what did he want? Ratzah v'kuna gadola. So they're each coming. Why did you take the Avodat Hashem, bring it to Shevet Levi, and you took the Melucha and the Degalim, and you brought them to Yehuda? Everything. So they wanted the Melucha, they wanted the Kahuna, they wanted it all. You gave the Bechorah to Yosef, the double portion, Ephraim and Asher. So that's what Vayikach Korach is. Vayikach Korach, Kicha Zo Hainu, Kicha Dvarim Etanot. Kicha can be about non-physical things, abstract concepts. Just like we say, Kichui Machem Dvarim, Meshuvu L'Hashem. What is Kichui Machem Dvarim? When I was Shanaf, the guys sang a Kichui Machem Dvarim, it has a nice tune, Kichui Machem Dvarim. Then they sang it in English. Take for yourself stuff and things and return to the Lord. So one time at a tish, one of the guys said, Rav Liebtag, what is the stuff and things that you're taking? And he's like, Divrei Chizuk Ve Musar, as the Pasuk says. And of course, explained it. So that's the idea. What are you taking? You're taking with you the idea. You can take an idea with you. It's not that you have to physically lug it and it makes your, you know, when you're going on an airplane, it makes your luggage heavier. Okay? It's, take it with you. Take that concept. So what did Korach do? He gathered up all the Tainot. Oh, you have a problem with Moshe, and you have a problem with Moshe, and you have a problem with Moshe. Let's all gather up and go argue with Moshe. But none of them bothered to check. Now what happens? Let's say we win. Which one of us is then going to win? Because their arguments all contradict each other. Which one of those is going to get the kahuna? Is it going to be Korach? Because I'm Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahat, Ben Levi. I'm older than Moshe, why did Moshe? Okay, that's all if it stays within Sheva Levi. On the other hand, their whole argument is it shouldn't have gone to Levi at all. So Korach, who cares that you're Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahat, Ben Levi? It should have stuck with Sheva Reuven. So Onvin Pelet should have been maybe the Kohen Gadol, or Datan Vaviram, or should have been the Kohanim. So their whole argument falls aside, and that's what it is. That they're not Hillel v'Shammai, they're not on the same side. It's Korach v'Adato. There's internal arguments there. And then, that's the Vayikach. Vayikach is he gathered up all the arguments. So we should realize that that's the Machloket Shein L'Shem Shamayim. Everyone was looking out, as he calls it, the Toelet Atzmo, only Mipnei Avar HaKavod and Avar Atzmo. And that's the lesson we're supposed to learn from Korach, as in what not to do. We shouldn't be looking only at the Toelet Atzmenu and Avat Kavod and Avat Atzmo. We should be like the Machlok L'Shem Shemayim, like Hillel and Shammai. It's only working to strengthen and be Mevarer, a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's what we should be doing. Shkach.